What are you doing to help specifically those women that are on the streets of the Buffalo region?
Our organization, we're here to provide support to the families, able to help these women in finding housing resources, linking and referring them to other social service organizations that may be able to help them with employment, you know, other housing opportunities.
How many are there on the streets at any given time, and is there a percentage or a number?
Sure. Just to give you some perspective, in 2014, there were 991 families in Western New York headed by a single mother needing homeless shelter assistance. Our organization was very fortunate to serve 15 families headed by single moms in 2014.
What do they need most?
A lot of people really need you know, resume development. They need employment assistance, trying to find those employment opportunities, but also linking and referring to landlords and communicating with the community of renters, I guess.
How do you do that? How do you put all those resources together for someone? Are you getting volunteer help from the community, and how do you fund your programs?
We do. Our organization, actually, we're entirely dependent on volunteers. We have 500 volunteers that are able to provide not only meals for families, but we're interesting because we are really a grassroots response to homelessness. We have 500 volunteers, like I was saying, that come together mostly from the church community as well as different congregations of other faiths, and they're there to provide shelter and assistance to these families.
What can we do as citizens to help the cause, to help these women?
I think you can volunteer for an organization like Family Promise. You can directly assist somebody, you know, helping them, helping the children with homework in the family. You can help by, you know, just spending time with these families, coming into the resource center, helping with, you know, housing searches, helping with resume development, reading to children, assisting these families in a bunch of different ways.
You've also helped women, refugees and immigrants who are out there. Of course, they have language barriers, and obviously they might have some skills, but again, difficulty in relating that to a possible employer. So you've helped them with that. I know you had a success story with Esther Alphonse, who also has had help from you for her life.
Yeah, Esther was able to benefit from the Family Promise program. She was in our program. She was a single mother at the time when she was with us, and she had four children in the program as well. And through our program, we were able to provide her with the support she needed to get her way out of homelessness.
What other factors lead to a woman becoming homeless that you've experienced through your clients?
You know, lack of affordable housing is the number one cause. We're really we're seeing a lot of people that are coming into our program that have fallen onto hard times because of medical bills, because of other debts. We've had people that have been crushed by student loan debt, actually. So there's a variety of reasons why these women and these families are coming into our program.
Well, Charles, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this difficult topic and the Family Promise of Western New York.
Thank you very much.